This is West of M. We're number one for Ayrshire. Hello, I'm Alan Shaw, and I'm joined now in the studio by somebody who made it pretty far on the X Factor this year, Emily Middlemiss. Emily, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too.
You know, I mentioned you were on the X Factor this year. You made it to judges' houses.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
How do you get to go that far on the X Factor? What's your X Factor journey?
Well, basically, it actually starts in January. You actually have to go through like four or five rounds to get in front of the judges. Got four yeses, so that
Brilliant.
Was a great start for it.
What goes through your mind, though, when you step out on stage for the first time? Because I'm assuming you don't get to meet like Simon and Louis, Cheryl and Mel before you step out on stage.
No, it's absolutely crazy because you don't know if they're going to like you. You don't know if they're going to like your style, the way you look, the way you sound. It's really nerve-wracking. That was the most nerve-wracking I'd ever been, ever. You kind of start shaking backstage and you're like, oh no, Mr. Cowell is right in front of me right now. It's so
And how
surreal.
Was he? How was Simon? Was he big, bad, nasty Simon? Or was he... Did he give you one of those kind of Simon winks that he does?
He actually did give me a wink. I was like, Mum, Simon, wink to me, Simon, wink to me. She's like, oh, Emily, okay.
So from getting four yeses, you then went on to judges' houses and that Cheryl was your mentor.
Yeah, she's gorgeous and she's absolutely lovely as well.
Did you get to spend a bit of time with her when you weren't, you know, singing for her?
Yeah, actually, after the result, I had spoken to her and she said to me, you know, Emily, I know you will be a star. And she says, you're going to come back and stick your tongue out in my face and you'll be like, I told you so, Cheryl.
So what's kind of on the cards next? Are you planning to just kind of keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm continuing to do gigs up to Christmas time, doing Christmas light switch-ons, doing lots of different events, charity events. And then next year, I am hopefully releasing an EP and then an album, which will hopefully get a single out of that.
You do a lot of your own music as well, don't you? I mean, we've seen you singing covers on telly, but you write and make your own songs, don't you?
Yeah, I write a lot. I write all the time. Come home from school, I write. Sleeping, I write. Everything I do is writing songs, and it's a good way to get your emotions out, and I'm looking forward to this album. There's going to be a lot of good things that will come out of it.
Brilliant. Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing some of your new material, some of your original material on that album sometime next year. I want to talk about what you're doing over the next couple of days, though. Of course, tonight, you're going to be at the Cash for Kids Christmas party at Seamill Hydro.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited to see everybody there. It's going to be a great night.
What can we expect from you there tonight? What are you planning playing? Any ideas? Can you give us a sneak preview?
Oh, a few of my own songs and a few covers will be in there too, so it'll be a great night.
Brilliant. And of course tomorrow, sting around in Ayrshire for the Ayr Central Christmas lights switch on.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting getting in that Christmassy mood, and it's just going to be absolutely amazing. I love performing at Christmas lights. It's an amazing thing to be at, and the atmosphere is amazing, so get yourself down there, guys.
Emily Middlemiss, definitely somebody to watch for 2015, I would have said. Emily, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.